As we come to a time of prayer, there are a couple things that I'd like you to be aware of and for you to prayerfully consider. You may have an insert in your bulletin, and there are two organizations that are highlighted there. The first is Feed My Starving Children, and the second is Manna on Main Street. Now, Sally Atkus has brought to our attention Feed My Starving Children, and Peter Conver has reminded us of our relationship to Manna. These organizations are in need of help, and the sheet that you have invites you to participate in a way that's possible. Also this morning, I'd like to share that Mary Lou Schultz was admitted to Doylestown Hospital last week. So our hearts and thoughts are with Mary Lou. As we come to God in prayer, I'd like to begin our prayer in silence. And I want to invite you to think about a time that you were at one with nature. A moment in your life when you were incredibly enveloped by the world around you. And I want to invite you to recall that time, the colors, the feel, what that moment was like. And then I will lead us into our words. Let us pray. Gracious Creator, we remember those moments when we were swept up in Earth's beauty. Moments when we took delight in looking at flowers or gazing at the sky or planting a garden. We're experiencing animals in their habitats. Moments when we were captured by awe and wonder. In that moment, we realized that you, God, made it all. On this Earth Sunday, we give you thanks, Lord, for creating a planet that is indeed sturdy and resilient, and yet is tender and vulnerable. It can be spoiled. It can be disrupted in unhealthy and unhelpful ways. God, sometimes in our excitement to do new things, we lose sight of the unintended consequences, some of which impacts our earth and our lives. We taint our air and our soil. Our waters and lakes are not as pristine as you created them to be. And so on this Sunday, we are reminded to do our part. to do our share, to tend to this precious earth, this earth which is mother, whose bounty is so rich, whose colors and extravagance was created for us. Oh God, on this day, when there is so much beauty that comes with spring, we are also reminded of the violence that surrounds our communities. We live in a world in which emotions are running very high, tempers flare, seething anger seeps into our living. And coupled with so many guns, there is a sense in which we're reminded just how vulnerable we are, our children are, and our communities are. We pray on this day, Earth Day, that your world might become one in which harmony supersedes strife, one in which peace surpasses violence. On this day, we are reminded of Mary Lou Schultz, and we're mindful of all of those who hunger, who are lonely, who live in fear, whose future is uncertain, whose anxieties run high, those who are crying for help, those who are poor, and those who are hopeless. Almighty God, if we are needed in any of those places, give us the insight and the wisdom to turn toward them and not away from them. And we pray this in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. I've been amazed at how quickly the trees have unfurled this spring. The leaves have just burst onto these trees, which were a month ago bare. Our giving is like a whole new set of leaves that are blooming in the world. God will use them. God will take them, bless them, and continue the work of healing and wholeness. And so we receive our morning offering.
Thank you. gracious God, you have given us this earth as a playground, as a place of delight and beauty. We dedicate these gifts as seeds, replanting your love and asking for your warmth and growth so they might reach others, so that they may grow and flourish in love, beauty, and grace. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.